All right, everyone. Gianluca here is going to be talking about porting GGML to Nux kernel development frameworks. Are we ready? Nope. Just turn it on. Switch. There you go. Say something.
Hello.
There you go. All right, everyone. Give Gianluca a round of applause.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Gianluca. The title will make sense as I go along. About me, well, the older I get, the harder it gets to say what my specialization is. I've been working in various fields, but whatever I do, I tend to naturally drift towards the border between software and hardware, is my doom. Currently living, working for a RISC-V startup, various employers, I express my collective madness, personal way to express my collective madness during the lockdown was building analog synthesizers. Well, this is my personal project, so it has nothing to do with my past or current employer, and so about this talk. So this talk is mostly actually about how to run GGML on a constrained environment. And by the title, I guess your question is, what is Nux? And that's the first thing I will try to answer. And then, you know, like once I get what Nux is, like how do I run, which is a constrained environment to run on bare. The kernel, the Nux kernel is a kernel space component, so, you know, it handles interrupt, exception, and requests from the user space, and then there's a proper user space where usually you can, you know, you essentially have what usually people call program. And yes, it requests to syscall, and the model that I have at the start for any bare Nux is that you just have one user space running, but of course the kernel can support creating new software, new programs, new user space, and go.